And now, here's the host of the Sports Hub, David Tewksbury.
Happy Thursday. Good to be with you on this, the fifth day of the month of December. Happy Thursday indeed. It is the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen. 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. Live streaming with the video as well on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Fox Sports Aberdeen. It is the 5th of December, which means it is NSIC season, officially, as the Northern State Wolves will hit the road today to take on MSU Moorhead for a twin bill. Looking forward to that matchup. Pregame coverage begins right here tonight at 5 o'clock with yours truly on the play-by-play. Tip time is slated for 5:30, and don't forget, this is ladies first, gentlemen second, and they'll make that flip coming up towards the midway stages of the season in conference play. That'll be, I believe, after the new year, if memory serves correctly. Looks like January the 10th? No, 17th. Looks like the 17th, January 17th, and then moving forward there. So midway through January, it'll be gentlemen first and then ladies second. But tonight, it's all about the ladies first at 5:30. Looking forward to that matchup against the Dragons of MSU Moorhead. Busy show for you here today. Coming up towards the bottom of the hour, we'll talk some USD football as the voice of the Yotes, John Thayer, he'll be joining us. Looking forward to that discussion with him. He had a very, emphasis on the word very, eventful trip for the final game of the regular season against NDSU. We'll get his thoughts on that. That's coming up towards the bottom of the hour. And then coming up in about 15 minutes, one of the voices of Hub City Radio is Ryan Martin. He'll be joining us live in studio as well, talking about the upcoming fall schedule, or upcoming winter schedule, I should say, some Northern State wrestling and high school wrestling notes with Ryan Martin. That's coming up here today. I'm David Tewksbury, joined alongside by Matt McClure. Happy Thursday, sir. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
Not too shabby. You've got the Wild hoodie on there. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Christmas gift? Early Christmas gift?
No, I've had this for a while. It was deep in the closet. So I'm like, hey, I got to throw this on, and we're in the middle of hockey season.
Hey, man, they're having a really, really good start to their season. No two ways about it. And I think they had a nice win there. Was it last or two nights ago? Two nights ago, they had a nice win there coming up later on down the stretch in a game. So they're off to a really good start here. We don't talk a whole lot of Wild hockey on these airwaves.
17-4-4.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're off to a really good start.
That's first in the Central.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming. I mean, you know, Eagle Eye Cy Ebenuk, he's a big hockey guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking a little bit before the season started about the Wild. He thought they were going to be better and maybe compete for a playoff, but, I mean, you can't play much better than what you've had here through, what is it, 25 or so games. 17-4-4, you'll take that any day of the week.
Oh, yeah, you'll take that and then twice on Sundays. I'm a very much of a fair-weather Chicago Blackhawks fan, 100%. I was not a huge fan of the Blackhawks growing up. Part of that was the fact that the ownership of the Blackhawks took them off of local TV.
Really?
That was their deal. It was, hey, well, you're not going to show up? We're not going to have them on local TV. So it was basically, if you wanted to watch the Blackhawks play, you had to go to the United Center on a Tuesday night or
really?
Wednesday night or Thursday, whatever it was. And that was their deal. And I think they got some different ownership, and they got their head out of their you-know-whats and actually started promoting the team a lot better. And lo and behold, they won 3 Stanley Cups in, I think, 5 years or something like that, or 3-6. It was something like that, and that was very early stages of the 2010s, and
mm-hmm.
since then they've been not so great, so I'm off the bandwagon.
Yeah, they're on the rebuild for sure.
Yeah.
They did get Connor Bedard.
Yes.
I'm sure you know who that is.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
big time, but they got to build around him, but they're having a rough season, 8-16, I'm looking at it here. But the rebuild's on. You got your Stanley Cups in the early 2010s, which is great.
It makes it so much easier as a fan. It really does. And I shouldn't say that, but it's so true. As a Seahawks fan, I've seen my team win a Super Bowl. As a Chicago Cubs fan, I've seen them hoist the World Series crown. As a Milwaukee Bucks fan, I saw them win the NBA Finals here not that long ago. So all of my major teams, Blackhawks, I've seen all of my major teams win. Now, of course, I got to see my Northern State Wolves
yes.
win something here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, until then, I'm still just champing at the bit to get that done, but the losses don't sting as much when you've seen your team at the top of the mountain.
Well, that's true, and I think I've seen the Ravens win the Super Bowl once, but my Sixers, they haven't really gotten yeah. close in a while. I was born when they went to the, I was 4 years old when they went to the NBA Finals. That was 2001.
Oh, one, yeah.
And then the Rangers, they haven't won a Stanley Cup since 94. I've seen them go to the finals a couple times. They're the king of heartbreak in the playoffs as a Rangers fan. That's probably the worst of it.
Weren't they up 3-0 not that long ago?
In the playoffs?
Yeah.
Am I
thinking of somebody else?
You're thinking of somebody else.
Okay. Yeah.
They are known to be blowing 3-2 leads.
Yeah.
They are known for that, but
yeah,
that's not 3-0. They don't think they ever blew a 3-0. They've come back from 3-1 a couple times, but never 3-0.
Okay. Yeah, I must be thinking about something else. All right. He is Matt McClure, big old Rangers fan over there. We call him
Mr. Unlimited.
This is The Jump on FSA, 1420, 98.5. We'll unpack those Northern State matchups against Moorhead coming up towards the back half of the show. Looking forward to that. I know you're a big Penn State fan. Mr. Penn State over here, Mr. Nittany Lion.
Yes.
They've got a big matchup coming up here this Saturday as they'll be taking on the likes of Oregon is the Big Ten championship. Kind of weird saying Oregon Big Ten. I still don't get it. Still don't feel right saying that, but it is what it is. And you talk about going to games, and you went to the Vikings game here a couple weeks ago.
Oh, the Minnesota Gophers.
Gophers game, excuse me. It was in the Twin Cities,
yes.
But Penn State and Minnesota game, that's right. And you probably paid more for that game than you would pay for the Big Ten championship game. Get this, the get-in price. The get-in price for the game, $12. That's it. $12 for a Big Ten championship game, Oregon versus Penn State. Doggone it, there might actually be some regular fans there.
And I was saying, I saw the ticket prices for that. I made a phone call. I said, hey, if it was under a 10-hour drive from where I'm at right now, I think I'd make the trip for that. It's just a little bit too far for me to do a road trip. I was looking it up. I'm like, can I do this? It's about 14 hours. It's just not doable. But if it was about 8 to 9, I think I would have done it too, because I really did. I think I would have made split it in half, drove like about halfway from work on Friday, and then finish it up on Saturday morning. I think I might have tried it.
Lucas Oil Stadium there in Indianapolis. I mean, it's certainly a bit of a jaunt. No two ways about it.
It's like 13 and a half, 14 hours.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a little peek ski here. The old directions, good old MapQuest. Let's even take a look from the old Hub City Radio studios here. 281 South Highway 281, indeed. As that's our third, I think, 3304. Anyways,
I think you're seeing the ticket prices so low because the Big Ten championship game, it doesn't mean as much anymore because of the playoff. I think people don't want to, if they're going to pick a game, they're going to pick the playoff game the next couple weeks coming up. They're not going to pick the Big Ten championship game.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are complaining about the postseason in football, mainly people that felt like their team should have gotten in and Alabama should have been left out. Alabama beating zero ranked teams this year, making their way into the college.
Yeah, they got 3 losses. Now, they did beat Georgia, which was a good win for them, but I mean, when you score 3 points to Oklahoma, I can't take you seriously the last game of the season. Now, they're still, Alabama could still make it and miss it. They still got to play these championship games on Saturday. That's going to be the ultimate deciding factor, but yeah, you see a lot of SEC bias in there for sure. The ACC fans, man, they're not happy about some of their teams possibly being left out.
Man, they're not having it. By the way, 885 miles as the crow flies from...
What's the hours? Is it 13?
13 hours and 52. I could shave that down to around 13 if I'm driving. No problem.
That was at 9:30, I think I might have tried it.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I would have, and you know, Sunday would have been brutal, but I would have done it.
Yeah, enjoy driving around Chicago and the tolls there.
Yeah, brutal.
Not fun. Not fun at all. This is one on the local side of things. When it happened, we kind of looked at each other and we're like, lateral move, maybe, sort of, kind of. Well, some make lateral moves so they can get the big move after that. Tukes, what are you talking about? Matt Entz, he was the head coach at NDSU. And then after that, he went to USC to become a linebackers coach. And we're kind of looking at each other like, you're a national powerhouse. You're always winning national championships, or at least you're in the conversation of it every single year. And now you're going to go to USC to be a linebackers coach, a position coach? Yeah, it's USC, but you're not quite a head coach. Well, it was basically a stopgap for him. He is the new head coach for the Fresno State Bulldogs. Matt Entz is their next head coach. That was announced yesterday. So sometimes you kind of have to take the quote-unquote lateral move to get the really big move is what you're looking for.
Yeah, that's a great point. I thought when we saw that, we're like, eh, it doesn't make much sense. But if you want to, I think you just want to take that next step because he was a powerhouse and NDSU's still a great team and in the FCS. But, yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all that he got a head coaching job. There's so many job opportunities when you're a successful coach and then you – do something like that and you want to get to the next level, there's a lot of bad football teams out there.
Yes, there are.
I hate to say it. And they're looking for a new voice, and I wouldn't be surprised if that program took a major step up here in the next couple of years.
Yeah, we'll keep our eyes out for that program. There's no two ways about it. And finally, before Ryan Martin joins us here, wanted to toss this one out there as well. Parker Fox, he's a former Northern State guy.
Plays, saw a couple highlights.
Plays for the Gophers. Yeah, he's still got it, man. You know, he's still got it. And there's no two ways about it. And he's been a guy that's been in college athletics for a lot of years now. Or as the kids say, he's been there for a minute. Well, speaking of been there for a minute, look no further than Alan Bowman. Alan Bowman is the quarterback for Oklahoma State. And he just won his appeal, Matt. He just won his appeal. And he has now been granted his eighth year. His eighth year of college eligibility, he's expected to stay with the Cowboys next season. So who needs a transfer portal when you can be there for 8 years? You know, a lot of people go to school for 8 years. Yeah, they're called doctors. Who knows? I don't know if Alan Bowman's a doctor or not, but get this. This is really what blew me away.
Okay.
He's in the same high school recruiting class as Trevor Lawrence.
What? Man, at Oklahoma State, I was watching a game. I think they were playing Colorado. It was on Friday or Saturday. They got destroyed. It was 52-0 against Colorado. Oklahoma State, you feel, when you think Oklahoma State, you think competitive team in the Big 12. Non-competitive this year with him at quarterback. I don't know if he got hurt. He must have gotten hurt. So maybe he's got a bad taste in his mouth, wants to finish his college career off strong, although he's had about five other times to do that.
This is like the Cher farewell tour.
Yeah.
Like, you've been on the tour for the last 20 years, and this is it. It's our final time that we're hitting like Aerosmith, like the Aerosmith farewell tour. It's like, how many times do we have to do the farewell tour? It's like you've done it like 90 times.
Yeah, I've done it about 10 times, bro. You're good. Also, by the way, Utah has a quarterback, Cam Rising.
Yeah.
He's been in college forever, too. I'm interested to see what he does.
You know, this COVID year has really thrown a monkey wrench into some stuff.
It's
really crazy, and the name, image, and likeness, and guys are getting paid there, and, well, it depends on what school you go to. I've seen some reports of guys signing NIL deals, and they're not getting buck. So,
yeah. Like that. Who was that quarterback from UNLV? He started season 3-0, and then he wasn't getting paid, so he's like, I'm sitting out the rest
of
the year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So it does happen. So, go somewhere where, I guess, you
or
get it
maybe
in paper.
Just play football.
Or you could just play football. Could
just
do that.
Yeah, you could just play the game you love and not worry about outside factors, but whatever.
Yeah, you could just play football. Translation.
You gotta be paping me!
Yeah, you're asking me to play football? Thank you, Hawk Harrelson. All right, coming up next on the show, we're talking some high school athletics and also some Northern State wrestling as well. Ryan Martin, he'll join us live in studio after this. Sports Hub continues on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at HubCityRadio.com. John Thayer, voice of the Yotes, he'll be joining us towards the bottom of the hour. First and foremost, though, we're keeping it right here in the region. I guess northeastern South Dakota, anyway. Ryan Martin, voice of, well, just about everything around these parts, as he joins us here in studio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. Happy Thanksgiving. Obviously, a couple of days ago there. How's your Thanksgiving?
Good. Solid. I think finished up the turkey leftovers here a couple days ago, you know. Yeah, we got to have a turkey sandwich, ham sandwich or two, you know.
People say that, I think it was Monday was the last day or Tuesday was the last day. I'm a roll the dice guy. I'm like, next Wednesday, I'm sure it's fine.
It's in the fridge.
You never heard of that until you moved here, right?
Correct.
The turkey sandwich leftover thing?
Yeah, put a little mayo on there.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
That was definitely a first. That was outside my pay grade.
How about ribs at Thanksgiving? Your thoughts on that?
I haven't ever been to a rib situation. I'm more of a beef background, so prime rib is always kind of a change up or roast.
Yeah.
But
we had Eli Radke on the program yesterday, Northern State track and field pole vaulter, and we asked him about his Thanksgiving, and he said, I didn't do turkey, didn't do ham. We did ribs.
Oh, nice.
It's like, okay.
I think some people are getting tired of turkey.
I've heard that it's a little bit overrated.
Sure.
If it's prepared badly, then yeah. It's not.
I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, I'm not one to go against turkey. Yeah.
Seasonal.
Yeah, it's tradition for sure. All right, Ryan Martin here in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen, and we're talking off the air a little of this, a little bit of that. And let's start up on the wrestling side of things. I know you're a huge wrestling guy, certainly, and you know we're becoming bigger wrestling guys here in studio. But you're talking off the air a little bit. Aberdeen Central, on the boys and girls side, you said they've got a chance to make some noise this year.
Yeah, big time. 65 kids I see on the roster between the boys and girls teams. Jake Flockus is doing a heck of a job with the girls side. Record number of girls out. Donnie Bowden with Aberdeen Central got all kinds of returning placers back, got leadership there in his seniors. Mason Shrimp will definitely be the leader of Aberdeen Central. A phenomenal wrestler. Going to be 5-time placer, I believe, you know, this year if he placed at the state tournament. I mean, he produced at a very young age and going to Northern, I believe. So just excited to see what those kids can do. And there's all kinds of young kids kind of coming up, you know, as well. So,
yeah, Ryan, a lot of those football guys, I know when we talked, you know, during the fall season, you know, I'd mention a name here and there and you'd be like, oh, that kid's a wrestler. He's a great wrestler. So, I mean, the expectation, you know, having the multi-sport athletes, which we talk a lot, but a lot of those kids, you know, wrestling is maybe number one for them. Is that fair to say for some of these kids, you think?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it translates to the NFL even. I mean, there's stats that show it. I mean, these kids, you know, you get better footwork. You know, there's all kinds of benefits, you know, including, you know, just that heart and that grit. I mean, you get in a heated wrestling room, you know, start working out, and, you know, you can say you're in shape, but you're not in wrestling shape. I mean, it's a different level. But, yeah, you talked about those kids, Brody Asif, you know, Tate Huff was another one. You know, all kinds of kids, you know, Tate Huff. I mean, there's Riker Meister, another good one. You know, as I kind of fumble through my words here as far as the kids, but you're exactly right, Matt.
Yeah. Go ahead. My bad, bro.
I got to turn my microphone on. Okay, my microphone turned down. You mentioned multi-sport athletes, and I'm looking all over through my Disc One file. I've got a piece of audio about Pete Carroll talking about, you know me, big Seahawks fan, and it's Pete Carroll talking about multi-sport athletes, and I can't seem to find it right now, but I will at some point in time here as our conversation continues with Ryan Martin. So that's on the wrestling side of things. On the high school side, college wrestling, you've got Northern State. They've got a big matchup, not only tonight, or duel anyway. And going forward, they have been a very, very solid squad, obviously. Coach Rocky Burkett's done a great job with them. And I keep kind of hearkening back to the fact that that was a program that was going to be cut not that long ago.
Right.
I mean, Northern State wasn't going to have wrestling really not that long ago, a handful of years ago. I guess more than a handful now that I think about it. But, I mean, he's done an incredible job with that program, and they've got Moorhead, I believe, coming up.
Phenomenal. Big fan of Rocky. You know, I can go back to – you know, in the 90s when the duels were up top there in the Barnett Center and, you know, watching Rob Lewis and, you know, All-Americans like that. And, you know, it was tough to be, you know, 40, 50 people at the duels. Now they create a phenomenal environment. The recruiting is phenomenal. I mean, there's kids, you know, that are coming in their freshman year and expecting to win, like Sloan Johansson. You know, he's had high success. Mason Fai, you know, obviously Turnquist is the guy to watch, you know, ranked seventh there. But there's some kids coming right behind him, including Mogul. You know, so it's a deep roster of kids that, you know, can compete at that level and the way Rocky wants them to compete. They all kind of have the same style. They stay in good position. You know, they don't get rode out. You can't get stuck on bottom in college wrestling. You're just it's a uphill climb. You know, guys start taking you down, riding you out. It's going to be really tough. So Rocky's just good at getting those grinders, you know, take it late in the match, you know, because it's 3-2-2. I mean, that first 3-minute period will actually just take it out of you. I mean, you get to the second period, on into the third, and then you start talking 3-point takedown. So, you know, a guy can literally get dominated 5-1, and the kid's takedown away from being right in the match in the third period. So, yeah, you may have dominated the match in the first two periods, but you better have your gas because the kid's coming down four with a 3-point takedown. He's right in it, you know. So, definitely exciting.
Do you see that a lot? Kind of those, you know, where somebody's dominating the match for the first two periods, and then next thing you know, there's a takedown, and you get that, hey, this is could be a toss-up here at the end.
Yeah. I mean, a match that you may look at a kid that, you know, like we said, you know, well ahead in the match, controlled position, all of a sudden get to the third period, he don't have his wind, and he's in trouble. You know, so You have to be able to be in shape. You have to be able to wrestle on your feet in the third period as well, because, you know, most oftentimes it's going to go to your feet, you know, and you're sitting there with a 2-point lead and you're a takedown away from being down one on bottom. So definitely have to be in good shape and be ready.
I'm looking forward to that matchup here in the not-too-distant future, as, of course, that'll be via the NSIC Network on HubCityRadio.com, and, of course, the NSIC Network there as well, with Ryan Martin on the call as he joins us here in studio. Dragon Open, of course, coming up this Saturday, and then, of course, tonight there against Moorhead. But here's that piece of audio. I did find it. Let's go ahead and drop this in with Pete Carroll from back in the day on multi-sport athletes.
You know, it's the first question that I ask recruits and potential draft guys was always, you know, what other sports did you play? What position did you play? You know, what kind of hitter were you? What kind of, you know, scorer were you in hoops? And because all of that just tells such a story about the experience that a guy brings to you.
There you go. So multi-sport athletes talking about the NFL and right. right there to your point. So on the high school side of things for high school basketball, we're going to get this updated on our website here very, very shortly. You've got a loaded schedule here as well. Basketball season is not that far off. Next week, as a matter of fact, you've got your first doubleheader.
Yeah, do the Rural Game of the Week on KSDN. First one's at Warner versus Webster, obviously featuring, you know, the rural communities around Aberdeen. We've got a tremendous following. It's just fun. You know, you go out to these rural communities and, you know, for a doubleheader and sit down and watch these kids compete and, you know, the following and the parents and just the enthusiasm, good times. So definitely excited about that schedule. The girls for Aberdeen Central, I just don't want to miss them too, because as far as the wrestling side of things, you know, Eula Martin's a senior that's really going to lead Jake Flockus' team. Lynn Powell, Joan, this freshman is a phenomenal wrestler. She placed last year. Lily Nelson's going to be another leader. But all these, you know, both of these teams are transitioning into new leadership and that type of thing, but I just didn't want to miss the Aberdeen Central girls there, because they're set to compete with peers as far as the team goes, and with that many kids out, girls like 28 girls.
Yeah, I was just going to say, 28, you don't see that very often.
No, that's a phenomenal number as far as the girls' side. It's on the rise, the sport, everything with girls wrestling is just on the upswing.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and I was putting the sports together for next week. Central's already playing Peer in wrestling. I mean, that's like the state matchup, and it's coming up on the 17th of December. You know, typically it feels like, and I say feels like because I don't have the exact date in front of me, but feels like that's kind of like a mid-season sort of deal that's going to be in Peer this year.
Yep.
And it feels like that's usually kind of mid-season. That's a lot earlier this year, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they'll be out at the 12th at the Monument. So Central, the boys' side of things, will wrestle Jefferson and Lincoln out there. They normally wrestle Sturgis and, like, Rapid City Central out there. So it's nice to see them see the Sioux Falls, you know, schools up there all the way out west. But then get into the Rapid City Invitational. I'm telling you guys, that's probably the second or third toughest tournament other than, you know, maybe Bismarck or Fargo. You know, Rapid City Invitational comes right in behind. You get schools from Colorado. I mean, if you're in the top four at the Invitational, you're definitely going to place at South Dakota State, you know, so it's that tough a tournament. So yeah, they're getting right into meat of things coming the 12th, you know, next week.
Yeah, it's coming fast and furious, that's for sure. Anything else you'd like to hit on before we let you go here, Ryan?
No, just excited to get into the swing of things, excited to showcase the wrestlers around in the area, you know, excited to do the northern matches. I think there's some phenomenal athletes there, and, you know, showcase Rocky's kids and those student athletes, as well as the high school wrestlers, and then doing some basketball too, you know, a little crossover. So excited.
Just remember to have the wrestling shoes on the wrestling mats and not the basketball shoes on the wrestling mats, you know?
Right.
No doubt. Right. All right. Well, Merry Christmas. I know that's still a ways away. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the rest of the turkey left over there.
Yeah.
And looking forward to the call here tonight on the NSIC Network.
Appreciate you guys.
You got it. Absolutely. Ryan Martin here in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen, talking some USD football. Upcoming next with the voice of the Oats, John Thayer joins us on the phone line. It's a Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at HubCityRadio.com. Encourage you to download the Hub City Radio app today and take us wherever you go. A good Thursday to you and yours. Northern State basketball on our airwaves tonight, starting up at 5 o'clock right here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. That's on the hardwood, but first and foremost, let's turn to the gridiron as we've got the voice of the Oats, John Thayer, joining us here on the phone line. John, thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule and joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
You got it. Absolutely. Our pleasure for sure. Happy Thanksgiving. Belated wish to you. We were talking a lot of Thanksgiving food in our first segment there, so I got to ask, how was the Thanksgiving? How was the Turkey Day? And how was the festivities?
Actually, I had no turkey. Thanksgiving was fun. Was really good. We were kind of on a different schedule because USD played basketball in Nebraska the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So we were down in Lincoln, and I'm actually from South Central part of Nebraska. So a couple of my family members made the trip to Lincoln. We kind of hung out a little bit, had a meal in Lincoln, stayed in hotels, and then I went down to the Chiefs game on Friday and then got home on Friday night. So it was a busy stretch. Didn't have a big, gigantic Thanksgiving meal, but it was good anyways. And, you get to some of these times where you're away from family for long periods of time, you just appreciate, some of that, even though it's not a big meal, anytime you can get together.
So did you have ribs there on Thanksgiving? I've been asking people because we had a guest on yesterday, and they were talking about Thanksgiving meals, and they were like, hey, we go with ribs. I've never heard of that before.
Everybody gets in their mind this certain meal that you got to have for Thanksgiving, right? And I'm fine with whatever. Like, we did not have ribs, mostly because it wasn't me cooking, and I didn't have my grill to cook it, so I'm not interested the other ribs, whatever. But had we been, maybe I would have made, I don't know, I probably would, if I would have been home, I probably would have gone with like a brisket type of thing for Thanksgiving.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That's a good meal for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That sounds really good. Yeah, forget John Thayer, voice of the Yotes. How about John Thayer, grill master? Now we're talking. Now we're
That's
on
right.
the trolley. Now we're on to something here.
That's right. That's right. Come on down. Let's get a little meal sometime this summer. We'll have to get a little brisket going, a little golf, something like that. We can figure it out.
I should have just ended the show right now and just jump on the bus. We're on our way. But, we'll do that in the summertime, certainly. John Thayer, voice of the Yotes here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 and 98.5. So, John, off the air, we were talking about the interesting sort of voyage, I guess, if that's the right way to describe it, for you and the NDSU game. We'll talk about the upcoming matchup against Tarleton State coming up this Saturday at the Dakota Dome, but you had quite the interesting route to that NDSU game, just certainly a day to remember for Yotes fans.
Sometimes when you get in these crossover season weeks, you start to make decisions. Okay, should I go on this trip with basketball? Does it risk missing football? Things like that. And sometimes, obviously, they're on the same day, so it makes your decision easier. You pick one of them. We had a basketball trip lined up. There was a two-game trip to go to Western Michigan on a Wednesday, Southern Indiana on a Friday. And when I got the flight information that the team was going to be on, I was like, okay, this will work, whatever. At the time, I did not realize they were actually flying into Omaha and not Sioux Falls. So it was an error on my part for just kind of skimming and not reading, Otherwise, I probably would have changed some flights into Sioux Falls and made things easier. But the flight was scheduled to arrive in Omaha at like 10:10. So I figured we'll be good, whatever. Jerry Plushy's our sideline reporter. He also does our women's basketball games. I prepped him all week just in case something were to happen with flights so he could step in and do the football game. And I prepped him, to do pregame show and everything because it was pretty obvious I was not going to make the pregame show, but we felt good about making kickoff. And so it was kind of a crazy deal. We had the game at Southern Indiana, get back to the hotel, you have a late night meal. And then I have this anxiety problem with an early alarm that I just struggle to fall asleep because I'm pretty certain every time I'm going to oversleep the alarm. So my alarm's set for 3:30 in the morning because we have a departure at about 4 from the hotel. And so you already know it's going to be a long day. So I can't fall asleep. And I know I was awake at 2 o'clock in the morning. I finally fall asleep for a little bit. I wake up at 3:10 and I'm like, okay, so we got less than an hour sleep, whatever. We'll get through the day. Get to the airport, everything on schedule. We leave Evansville, flying to Chicago. Everything's going good. I decided, I better get some food. It might be the last chance to eat for a while. And then we get on the plane at the scheduled time. We pull away from the gate at about 8:30 in the morning, and I'm thinking, this is great. We are perfectly on time. And we drive to the runway and then just sit there for like 20 minutes. And all of a sudden, the pilot says we have to go back and correct a error with paperwork in regards to a maintenance issue. And I'm like, all right, I've gotten less than an hour's sleep. I'm probably a little irritated at this point. And I'm like, this is annoying. We drive back to the gate, sit there. They say it'll take 5 to 10 minutes. We don't move for over an hour. And then finally get going. We get into Omaha. shortly after 12 o'clock. Kickoff was obviously at 1. So we're on the bus, and I'm listening to our guys and whatever. I got there at halftime, was able to do the second half of that game, which obviously got very exciting at the end of that thing. But it was a long day, you know, one of those things that you fight through all those challenges and you make it work.
Hey, John, I feel your pain there because that happens to me a lot. I fly a lot. You know, I'm originally from Pennsylvania. I got a lot of family out east. So on my way back here to Aberdeen on Monday, I was in Minneapolis, and, you know, I had a quick 45-minute flight here to Aberdeen, and we're just sitting on the tarmac for about an hour and a half before we eventually got in the air. So I feel your pain a little bit on that.
You know, there's just something about it. It's one thing, like, you want to make sure, like, they didn't update us at all throughout this process. And you just want some kind of information, right? Like, just tell me
something. Just dead silence.
and we were on one of these small regional jets, too. So you're just, like, pinched in on this thing. And now we sit on this thing for, like, 2 hours before we even, you know, get in the air. And it was just, it was a frustrating day, but turned out to be all right. And then, you know, I was hyped up after the game. The Oats win, come from behind, score late, 12 seconds left. I was excited. I drive home that night, and now I can't be tired because we got the adrenaline going. You know, it was about 9 or 9:30 that night that I could just feel the whole body shutting down. Like, excuse me, sir, you need to take a nap. So it was good, but we got through it, and it was exciting.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Always feel a lot less tired when the squad wins. And like you mentioned, a thriller of a game, 29-28. You know, feels like that's forever ago. Now the afterglow of that has kind of worn off, and now it's on to the next. And, you know, Tarleton State is a really solid program, as we're talking with John Thayer, voice of the Yotes here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. I mean, you can't let that be the highlight of the season. I mean, that's just it. You have to kind of flush that one to a certain degree and move on. What's kind of Tarleton State looking like? And obviously, Saturday, the Dakota Dome roof is probably going to blow off because the crowd and the fan base there, it's got to be almost a sellout, if not a sellout, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know where ticket sales are. Hopefully they'll get close to selling a lot of tickets and see how we can, you know, get that atmosphere because it is playoffs. It's a second year in a row, USD's been the top four national seed. Got this bye week on Thanksgiving, and now you get a chance to compete. And you look at the bracket, and you feel like, okay, we could potentially have two home games, and then maybe a semifinal opportunity. And you start thinking about that. But the team's focused on Tarleton State. This is a Texans team that comes in. It's their first year of eligibility in the playoffs, and they not only make the playoffs, but they beat Drake, and they might have overlooked Drake a little bit. They were down 14-3, made a couple of errors early, and then they really took control of that game. But Tarleton's got some really, really good players. I mean, they got Darius Cooper, who's a receiver that has 11 of their, I think, 18 passing touchdowns on the season. He's the real deal. He can get going. I think he's got over 100 yards receiving in like 5 of the last 6 games or something like that. And so he's a guy that they want to get going. But really, their offense kind of runs with Kayvon Britton. He's a running back. He's rushed for almost 1,900 yards on the year. He's been over 1,000 yards every year that he's been in college. And he has been, I want to say the number is 15 out of the last 18 games dating back to last season, he's rushed for more than 100 yards. So he's on quite a deal, and they just keep feeding him the football. And if he gets going and consistently can stay going, it could be a long day for USD. You know, I know obviously our defense or our coaches are ready to try to slow that down. So he's going to get going. And their offense runs a very interesting RPO game. A lot of times when you see the RPO, you see the quarterback constantly moving as they're making the decision on the handoff. Their quarterback takes a snap and almost just stands still and just watches. And they want run like a mesh concept. So you got receivers crossing in front, and he's either going to hand it off to Britton and let Britton be, you know, explosive into the gap, or he's going to just stand there almost flat-footed sometimes and just sling the ball about 5 to 7 yards and try to spring a receiver free. And so they've got plenty of talent. It's got a chance to be a really, really good football game. I think where USD is the better team is I think they're a lot better on the offensive and defensive lines, and that could be the difference in this game on Saturday. But certainly – Tarleton State, you know, they're the newcomer to the FCS. I mean, they've been in discussions for a potential move to the FBS already, some of that stuff. So they have nothing to lose. They're going to come here and just do their thing, and really the pressure's on South Dakota.
Yeah, it sounds like the challenge for the defensive line is going to be able to rush the passer, because you said they kind of run that mesh concept. So it sounds like he kind of gets the ball out pretty quick. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be important for the linebackers to drop into that short intermediate level coverage, and that's going to delay their abilities a little bit. But I think, you know, USD's defensive line certainly has a chance to overpower the offensive line for Tarleton State. But again, like we're saying, it's got to happen really quickly and get kind of some disruption early in that in the flow of their offensive play. Otherwise, their quarterback's pretty good at just kind of sitting back and letting the play develop.
Yeah, maybe one or two more here with John Thayer on Fox Sports Aberdeen. And, John, we were talking before the season really started with that USD and Northern State matchup, and we were talking about each team and what they're kind of looking forward to in the future. Obviously, Northern with a really successful season for them in the second half of the year, and USD certainly still going right now. It's been a very successful year for both of these squads. And you were just saying that in the pregame that we had, that USD, their football is just taking the next step and the next step and the next step. Yesterday, they get a pretty hefty payday. I don't have the exact number in front of me. I think it was $5.6 or $5.7 million or something like that for a donation. It just feels like to me, with all the accolades and all the awards and what they're doing now this season on the gridiron, hopefully a long-term playoff push here for them, certainly. USD football really, really has taken that next step this year, but also in the future with that huge donation.
Yeah, and a lot of that earmarked for football only, and for the enhancement of facilities and things like that. And I think that's important. I think if you look around, you start to look at yourself at some point, and you say, okay, how do we win a national championship? How do we put our level, or how do we get to that level of competition? Now, winning the whole title is really hard, right? Every year. How can we continue to go deep in the playoffs and give our program the best chance of success? Well, it comes down to money. Are we financially providing the right opportunities for the coaches and the student athletes and some of that? And some of these former Kiowa football players have really stepped up over the last couple of months. And obviously the one announced with John House, and he's been a great financial contributor to USD and played for the Yotes in the 1970s, was a big part of a couple of NCC championships. But we've seen a couple others that have come out here in the last couple of months as well, and it's just as they have started to sustain success. This is the first year at Division One that South Dakota's made the playoffs in back-to-back years. And not only have they made the playoffs in back-to-back years, but they've been a top four national seed in back-to-back years. So I think they're collectively seeing that there's an opportunity here to capitalize on some momentum, and financially that's really kicked in as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, $5.6 million and certainly a big deal. And like you mentioned, a lot of that certainly earmarked for the football squad. Well, have a great call this upcoming Saturday, John. Appreciate you doing this, and thanks for joining us on the program, and we'll talk to you later on down the road, I'm sure.
All right, glad to do it anytime, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks so much. That is John Thayer, voice of the Yotes here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 and 98.5. And, I mean, just as an aside from yours truly, my perspective, how cool would that be for the Northern State Wolves to play against the eventual national champions? I mean, still a lot to be sorted out there, and at least they're a playoff team, no doubt about it. Now SDSU's got a thing or two to say about that, and NDSU and all those teams as well. But, I mean, they've had themselves a phenomenal season.
Yeah, they really have. And they took a step last year. They beat Sacramento State in the playoffs and then lost to North Dakota State at the Dome there in the second round. So you got to think that they're going to come in with a little bit more motivation. Hey, we want to get a little bit farther in the playoffs. We tasted victory, postseason play. It's awesome. You know, we were able to get home field now. Now it's trying to take that next step. You talk about taking next step, in the playoffs. Can you – advance against this Tarleton State team? Can you win another round? I mean, those are the kinds of things that really can build programs. I think we saw that last year. They went on that big run a season ago, and it kind of just carried over into this year. They had a little bit more expectation this year. I think they've handled the pressure pretty well. I mean, one of their losses is against the Big Ten team this year in Wisconsin. So I think they're going to be ready to go. And this is a tough matchup. You know, Tarleton State, you know, 10-win team. It's not like you're getting some 8-4 team that just barely made the playoffs in here. I mean, you got a 10-win team, you're going to have to bring your A game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that matchup coming up on Saturday. That I-29 corridor is going to be jumping because Dana J. Daghouse, you've got SDSU playing.
Yes.
I think that's a 1 o'clock kickoff, and you've got down at the Dakota Dome a 2 o'clock kickoff. So the southeast portion of the state definitely going to be buzzing coming up this Saturday. Coming up next on the show, we'll unpack the Northern State matchup against Moorhead tonight and wrap up this Thursday installment of The Hub. Our thanks to Ryan Martin for joining us, as well as John Thayer over the phone line, Fox Sports Aberdeen. Daily sports talk show Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Spam that like button, share the stream, all that good stuff on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Fox Sports Aberdeen. He's Matt McClure. I'm David Tewksbury. Happy to be with you on this Thursday installment of the show. We're back at it tomorrow as well. And we've got ourselves a pretty busy weekend on tap. We'll unpack all of that coming up tomorrow. Speaking of on tap, Northern State basketball, they are on the road today as they'll travel up to Moorhead. Pre-game coverage begins at 5 o'clock, tip time slated for 5:30. Ladies first, gentlemen second, and looking forward to that with the matchups against Moorhead. And I talked with both head coaches, Paula Kruger here this morning and Coach Carla Nelson earlier on this week, and you know, I think you can kind of hear it in their voices a little bit that it's coming after a holiday break. I think both of these teams are probably not going to play the most aesthetically pleasing game tonight. And usually when they hook up with each other, it's usually a very low-scoring defensive affair anyway. You had a little jet lag to that. Hey, we're on a long, long trip from Hawaii. I mean, it's literally like a 24-hour travel day from Moorhead to Hawaii, from Aberdeen to Hawaii, and all that good stuff. So I think tonight it... I shouldn't say this, but it might be the first team to hit 50 tonight might win for the women's game because both teams, I think, are probably going to be a little bit tired. But head coach Paula Kruger saying, you know, we had a good week of practice, and I'm looking forward to that one tonight in particular.
Yeah, I think you make a great point. I think it's going to be the team that comes out with more energy, and that's something that I think both coaches are trying to preach here this week, trying to maybe play it off a little bit that, hey, we were just in Hawaii, you know, first game back, and you know, but this is conference basketball. You got to win these games. I mean, these games are huge when you think about it at the end of the season. I know it's just, you know, the first or second game in conference play, but you got to take care of business. And I think advantage Northern from the perspective that you were talking about, first team to 50, they got a lot of offense on this team. They got to be clicking though on all cylinders. I feel like they're still trying to work some things out. Possibly they were 1-1 in there in Hawaii, right? So I think they're playing some good basketball. I think it's going to be on full display tonight. I think, you know, you're going to see some struggles early, but I think they're going to snap out of it at some point, and they're going to put points on the board, I think.
One thing that should be pointed out about California State, Dominguez Hill is the team they played on Saturday in Hawaii. They average about 90 a game, and Northern held them to 60. So the Wolves' defense has really kind of ratcheted things up, and I think you take a look at a team like Moorhead, they've got some players, certainly, but Northern last year was just a little bit better in terms of getting to those 50-50 balls and getting down and dirty, and that's one thing about the Moorhead and Northern State matchups is it's, as head coach Paula Kruger says in pregame, it's kind of like the George Foreman versus, you know, Mike Tyson or something like that. Hopefully it's a little bit better than Tyson-Paul, you know, a couple weeks ago we saw that, not so great, but it's a lot of times it's low scoring, it's just doing the little things and kind of mucking it up, getting it dirty, and basically just getting down, playing some really good solid defense, and rebounding the basketball. Those are pillars of a Northern State basketball program that Coach Kruger has cultivated there. So I'm with you. I think that's, in theory, advantage Northern tonight.
Yeah, I think they're going to play well. I think it's going to be a tough physical game, but I like what Northern has done defensively. It seems like they're playing a little bit more physical. I like the way they rebound. I think Northern's going to play well on the men's side. You know, they got nothing to lose. I'm looking forward to seeing how they come out and play. The first 10 minutes of that game is going to be huge for them.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, can you start a little bit faster? If you can, well, just buckle up. Could be interesting up there in Moorhead tonight. Looking forward to that matchup. Certainly 5:30 and 7:30 on these fair airwaves. In this joyful season, warm thoughts and wishes are sent to you and your family by the entire staff at Kurtz Motorsports. May this holiday season bring you and your family good tidings. Happy holidays from Kurtz Motorsports, your local Arctic Cat dealer in Aberdeen.
Happy holidays. This is Jen with the My Place Hotels in